Hi, thank you everybody, and good morning. I guess it's still morning. So I'm going to talk today about early elective deliveries and how we use data to action in Illinois, how we used our data to develop our partnerships and create strategies to end the practice of early elective deliveries. And my collaborator, Julia Holland, is here. You can raise your hand. I'll be looking at her for help. She's our epidemiologist. And the other people that collaborated on this paper were Amanda Bennett and Deb Rosenberg, both from the University of Illinois School of Public Health. So, next. And just to remind everybody that our major goal of any project that we do in maternal and child health is really to have healthy mothers and healthy babies. So, in 2012, the Maternal and Child Health Bureau started a collaborative for improvement and innovation network to reduce infant mortality. They were looking for quality improvements in the short term for winnable battles. They really wanted to show that the triple aim of the Affordable Care Act could be implemented in maternal and child health. And I think we all know the triple aim. It's like our mantra: to improve health, lower cost, and improve healthcare services. So they called together Regions 4 and Region 6, and then quickly after that called up Region 5, of which Illinois is a part. And these regions are basically the South, the Midwest, and the Southeast. And these are all in states in these regions all have pretty high rates of infant mortality. And in Region 5, where Illinois resides, the rate of black-white disparities in infant mortality is very high. So, but again, let's go back to the coin. Really wanted to see some winnable battles. But in Illinois, we really, and actually in Region 5, we really wanted to stress that we believe in winnable battles, but that we had to really continue to address the social determinants and look at the life course if we really want to make long-term improvements in maternal and child health. But we jumped on the bandwagon and said that we were going to address social determinants, we're going to look at preventing SIDS and SUDS, we're going to improve preconception health, and reduce early elective deliveries. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. So, again, our Illinois MCH strategy is work on the doables, but keep our eyes on the big picture. So EED represented a winnable battle to us that could be addressed in the short term, and it's not trivial, because nationally an estimated $1 billion could be saved if early elective deliveries were eliminated. And also it makes good clinical sense, because compared to infants born 39 to 40 weeks, infants born at 37 to 38 weeks have higher rates of neonatal mortality, NICU admissions, RDS, ventilator use, and pneumonia. EED is a growing concern. It's a national, becoming a national priority. The Joint Commission is on the bandwagon. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the March of Dimes, has done some public education and also done some research with certain hospitals. Medicaid and the CHIP program are having a big look at this. And, of course, the Maternal and Child Health Bureau. And then, as I said, in Illinois, a lot of organizations, in Illinois, a lot of organizations had kind of been disjointedly looking at this issue on their own. And what the COIN sort of enabled the Illinois Department of Public Health to do was to really bring the partners together and to provide leadership and also to provide data. Because finally, through the COIN, we had a way to look at the vital records data, the birth certificate data, and actually get the rates of early elective deliveries. So just in the state partnerships, you can see that we had broad partners. We had the public health, we had Medicaid, we had the School of Public Health and the business community, we had the Midwest Business Group on Health, EverThrive of Illinois, formerly known as the Illinois Maternal and Child Health Coalition, the March of Dimes and Blue Cross Blue Shield, the clinical groups, we have the Hospital Association on board, and the Illinois Perinatal Quality Collaborative. So it was quite an impressive group that came together to really work on this program. So our objectives when we first came together was to, okay, we told them that as the department, we know now that we can run the numbers, we can do the data. So that was the first thing. We were going to look at state-level reports using birth certificate data. And then we knew that we would, all the various partners and the Department of Public Health would address the problem from multiple levels, on the patient level and the public level, the hospital and provider level, and on a statewide level with looking at data. And again, our goal was to do quality improvement and lower the rates of early elective deliveries. So this is what we really, the COIN gave us this wonderful thing, which was a standard algorithm for identifying early elective deliveries using the birth certificate data. And it was based on the Joint Commission early elective delivery measure. And the author of this algorithm was Dr. William Sappenfield, who some of you may well know. And what we did in Illinois, we utilized what we call provisional birth certificate data. We use 2010 and 2012 data. I don't want to belabor this point, but those of you who work in state health departments and try and use vital statistics data, you know how difficult that is. And finally, we're moving into the realm where we can use what we're calling preliminary or provisional data and be much more up to the minute, which is where we need to be now in healthcare. So the definitions, I'm going to show you two definitions because it's actually important, because initially this is the first definition that we were using, which is looking at the elective deliveries over all early term deliveries. And the second and that's the definition actually that the Joint Commission uses. That's how they get their numbers. The second definition is looking at the early elective delivery rate over all term deliveries, and that makes a big difference in how the numbers look, and I'm going to show you that. This is early elective delivery rates looking at all term births. And in Illinois, we're not doing all that badly right now, 6.2. We'd like to lower that number to around 3, because 3 is what I think nationally, 3 is kind of the national figure. If you can get down to 3, you've pretty much won the battle. But if you look at it the other way, wow, it looks like 25%. Obviously, the hospitals like this much better. But the Joint Commission likes this, and because they felt that the hospitals could see improvement more readily using the numbers that way. So when we first started our strategy, we looked at doing the data this way, using the early term births, but we quickly decided that no, we're not going to do that, and nationally the COIN collaboratives are not doing that either. So I'm going to show you some of the Illinois data that we use to mobilize people, and here we're just looking at early elective delivery rates by payer, and Medicaid and private pay. You can see they're pretty similar. Self-pay, which there's very few self-pay in Illinois, but those that are, they don't have too many early elective deliveries because they're expensive. So non-medical, early elective delivery rates by race and ethnicity, you can see how that's looking. That's kind of crunching together, although we see a little bit that the rate for blacks is going up a little bit. We have to keep an eye on that. And here we looked at it by perinatal network. Illinois happens to have a pretty vigorous regionalized perinatal system. And we knew that if we're going to make any real change in maternal and child health in the clinical medical sense, we really need to engage these perinatal networks. In order to do that, we really wanted to show them their data, how they were looking. So we have 10 networks, and you can see they're not looking too different from one another, although there is one high and one low, but it was really helpful to do this. So what did we do? We brought our partners together, and we talked about a strategy. We showed them the data. We didn't show them individual hospital data. We didn't want to do that, but we showed them just the kind of data that I showed you, maybe in a little more detail. And We also showed it to our director, and we spoke with him, and he's very interested and concerned about the issue. So he wrote a letter to every CEO, to the CEO of every maternity hospital in Illinois, with a copy to the chairs of OBGYN, neonatology or pediatrics, to the quality improvement directors, and to the perinatal administrators. And in that letter, he advised them, recommended that they develop a hard stop policy, and told them that ACOG also recommended this, and gave the reasons why, some of the things that I showed you about it making good clinical sense and it also making good financial sense. And then he told the hospitals that if they had questions, they could call me or Brenda Jones, who is our Title V director. So, and this is just an idea of the kind of data that we sent them. We sent them their individual number within the letter. Then we also showed them how they compared to their level of maternity care. This, what I'm showing you, this hospital happened to be a level 2, and they were kind of at the middle, low end of where early elective deliveries for their category. We also showed them this so they could compare themselves to overall Illinois, to the perinatal network that they were in. So that was kind of a nice touch. So the hospitals, the calls started coming in. And we got calls from about, I would say, maybe 100 hospitals. There's about 180 maternity hospitals. We got calls from about 100. And Julia and I really set aside the time to talk to every one of them. And it was really great, actually, because we got to know people, and we really got to hear how they felt about the data. We got to hopefully convince a lot of them that really birth certificate data is the way to go, and we really have to improve the birth certificate, because for maternal and child health data nationally, statewide, and even locally, we have to have some kind of a standard that we're measuring ourselves against, and birth certificate data is really what does that. So they told us, though, about problems with reporting on the birth certificate, that people needed to be trained, and, you know, just on and on. The birth certificates, our birth certificates in Illinois, we pretty closely follow the national standard for birth certificate. It doesn't include all the fields for the Joint Commission indications, most notably abnormal fetal heart rate, so we noted that as something we'd have to change. And also there were hard stop policy discrepancies. For example, this is a list of the Joint Commission indications for an early elective delivery. Well, the hospital might have a longer list than the Joint Commission. They would say that some things that the Joint Commission says are not indications, they say are indications. So, you know, you have to take that into account and look at it hospital by hospital. But again, we were trying to get a quality improvement standard that we could all live by. So our actions. So we called the partners together again, and we kind of divvied up the work. And we knew that we had to do education for patients and public education. So the Midwest Business Group on Health did a lot of public service slots. Actually, they put up some money to do some TV slots about early elective deliveries. And the March of Dimes has a nice movie. I'm sure many of you have seen that, and they do a lot of public education. Blue Cross Blue Shield, they contributed, and they also, in Chicago, they have a huge building. It's a ginormous building. And occasionally they'll light it up with little messages. So the message that they lit up for us was end EED with a hashtag. So then we were able to follow that throughout. People were able to follow that. The Illinois Perinatal Quality Collaborative and our State Quality Council from the Perinatal Networks, the Illinois Hospital Association, developed a boot camp that hospitals joined. To discuss what is a hard stop policy and how to implement it. Then we also started a birth certificate quality collaborative, which included the perinatal centers. And at the Illinois Department of Public Health, this is really great because it included our vital statistics department, my division, patient safety and quality, our Title V program, and all of us working together across silos, like really, really bonding to make a difference in this. It included the Illinois Hospital Association and the University of Illinois School of Public Health. And currently we're involved in doing education and training of the people who fill out the birth certificates. We're doing a cross audit between some, not of every hospital, of course, but of a selected few, auditing their charts and comparing it to what's on the birth certificate, looking at standardizing the way the birth certificate is filled out, and we're going to be adding some variables to the birth certificate to better match the Joint Commission, but also, since we're taking the opportunity to do this, we're going to add some variables that will help us look at social determinants as well. So lessons that we learned, I think transparency with state data definitely motivates action. Hospitals getting this letter from our director was very important for them jumping on the bandwagon, to say the least. And our regional perinatal networks are powerful mechanisms for improvement. So if you have a group in your state that has organization and infrastructure and wants to make improvement, you should really use that group, because that is something right there that you can move forward on without a lot of organization building. Public education and support for maternity issues are really critical. One of the reasons women ask for early elective deliveries is sometimes because our maternity policies are so awful. Women are hobbling to work in their last month of pregnancy when really they should be meandering around at home, you know? And then they wouldn't feel so, man, you know, I've got to have this baby now. I can't go another second. Also the importance of birth certificate data. We really, I think, have come and the COIN also, we have decided as a collective, as a region, that we really want to make improvements in the birth certificate data, and we're really going to hold that up as a national standard for maternal and child health data. I think that's very important for public health. Also powerful statewide partnerships, that if you really want to make change in a short amount of time, you want to have a winnable battle, you really need to mobilize all your partners. Conclusion, more patient public education. Again, supportive maternity leave policies, and I think still a need to focus on the overall infant mortality battles and continue to develop programs and policies that support families. Thank you.